T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
6:37, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. Happy Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. In one half hour, we'll speak to State Representative Austin Davis, who represents sections of the Mon Valley regarding U.S. Steel's decision to cancel $1.5 billion worth of investments.
And also right after the news at 8, the president and CEO of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick, he tells some great stories. And I want to give you the background on Cinco de Mayo. Meanwhile, very important issue coming up in City Council today. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Randall Taylor, who is the Penn Plaza Support Group and Action Coalition regarding the subject of black flight from the city. Randall, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Oh, Larry, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you very much.
Our listeners may have just heard Representative Ed Gainey, who is running for mayor of City of Pittsburgh, just address this same subject. How do you feel when you hear it characterized as black flight from Pittsburgh?
Well, it's really astounding as we talk about, again, that we've seen black flight from Pittsburgh really over the years. I think at one time we had well over 100,000. I think it's down to about 80,000. But the fact that between 2014 and 2019, according to U.S. Census data, that 7,000 African-Americans left the city of Pittsburgh, that's close to 9% of the population. I mean, if you put that over Pittsburgh, just say that was Pittsburgh's general population and 9% left, that's over 30,000 people that would have left it in a short period of time. And we would look at that as an absolute crisis in the future of Pittsburgh. But when it comes to African-Americans, it appears that that is almost as if it's a plan. And so our mayor says, oh, they left for the schools. We know that's ridiculous. We know our councilman said are left for blight and crime. Well, gentlemen, we have to realize that the city of Pittsburgh really has inflicted grievous harm on communities like Homewood. And I'll give an example of something called the land bank, where the city acquired massive amounts of property in the Homewood area. They are the largest landowner in Homewood, and yet properties sit for years, for now 7 years, in just blight and squalor. If someone lived in Ross Township next to a house that became a four-star hotel for raccoons, they would be screaming and hollering. But the people in Homewood, who are they going to scream and holler to? The city is the owner. And so I think that's part of a plan to encourage black people to leave the city. And I say again, black people are the canary in the coal mine. I think there are people who think this city would be better off if it's like San Francisco, and rents are like $2,500 a month. And I think it's wrong, and I think we're doing this to try to fight for all of the city of Pittsburgh.
I think you're absolutely right, especially with your analogy about the abandoned house being next door. Absolutely right. And today's a huge day for you. City council members are hosting a hearing with you and others on the matter. What can you tell us about what you expect to have, and how can people get involved?
Well, we just expect this. We're asking the city to acknowledge that this has occurred, acknowledge their role in it occurring, and people get involved. Just get on the city council website, and you can register, I think, by 12 o'clock. You get 3 minutes to speak about this issue. And so, we want the city to acknowledge. We want the city also to grow. Our mayor said that he wants the city to grow. But how is it growing when you're losing this amount of population in such a short period of time? And so we're asking the city to be serious about proposing policies that encourage people who want to live here to move here. And that's the people who used to live here. They want to live in this city. And so we need to grow this city. We know that we have the room to grow it. So, gentlemen, the question becomes asked, well, come back. Well, come back to what? They were ran out because of the cost of housing. And so we have an historic opportunity with the COVID relief dollars that are coming to city, county, and state government. The city of Pittsburgh is receiving $355 million. The county, $380 million. The state, I believe, $14 billion. Let's use that historic investment to invest in permanently affordable housing in our city. Let's build as much housing as we can. Let's make sure it stays affordable, and we are going to grow this. We're going to grow this city. And gentlemen, let me say that's an investment that all of us can benefit. People in Brookline can benefit from that because now vacant properties and buildings that are sitting at home with generating no tax revenue forces the people of Brookline to carry a bigger burden, for the things we have to pay for in this city. So let's bring that community back. Let's bring it back to 30,000 like it had in 1960. It's going to generate tax revenue that will pay for itself. So let's invest in this city and let's build Pittsburgh again for the people who live here and want to be here, not for the people who they envision are going to come here.
We're with Randall Taylor with Penn Plaza Support and Action Coalition. Curious your thoughts. It's been almost a decade since they've tried to reconnect the Hill District with downtown and the old Civic Arena site. It sounds like finally there's real movement there. Why did it take so long, and are you happy with the plan as you know it?
Well, like I said, I'm never happy with any kind of – I mean, I'm always happy with any kind of progress. No one in East Liberty has been unhappy with Google and things that have moved here. We've been unhappy with having schools closed and sold to the Google people. We're unhappy with people being run out of their homes, out of Penn Plaza. So progress is always good, but we have to protect Pittsburgh. We have something unique here that exists nowhere else in the world. One of the most painful things that I've seen occur was the loss of the original. I mean, what is more Pittsburgh than the original? And yet we step back and allowed that to go. And so we're going to wake up one day, and this place is just going to look like any other place, like a strip mall. And so if we want people, especially all these very talented young people, to move here, I mean, to come to school here, if we want them to stay here, we got to show them Pittsburgh again. I mean, that neighborhood where we were close with our neighbors and looked out for our neighbors and, you know, Little Leagues and everything else, pierogies, tamburitzins, man, that's Pittsburgh. And we are losing. And so it's just not black people that are losing Pittsburgh. Very shortly, if you don't make six figures, you are not going to be in the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and the city is growing, as you mentioned, and rents are going up. And I've lived in very expensive places. And a lot of that's due to big buildings being built for rental properties. So home ownership is destroyed. How can we make sure that we preserve home ownership on some of these neighborhoods?
Again, the city has to be very serious about what is going on in neighborhoods. If somebody's coming in and building a $2 million, which is happening in a neighborhood right now, a Point Breeze, where someone just decides to build a $2 million structure, you know, that can have a serious impact, not only people's taxes, but also speculators come in. And somebody's house is worth $100,000. Somebody comes in and offers $150,000. That's human to take it. But then that same neighborhood that you love so much, now you're headed someplace. People come in who don't know the neighborhood. And it's just, we just have to be very serious. We want to maintain Pittsburgh. And we just need to keep an idea of what's going on, what these house flippers are doing. And we need to really work to assist homeowners, particularly homeowners in times struggle to hold on to their home. There's ways, gentlemen, there are certainly ways. If you want to fight to preserve something, then that's what you do. You fight to preserve it.
And that's what you're going to do. City Council this afternoon, Randall Taylor, Penn Plaza Support and Action Coalition. Appreciate your time and input, and good luck today.
Oh, Jeff, thank you very much for the time. I think it's a very important message, and we're living in some seriously historic times. Let's rise to the moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!